From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Israeli and Iranian officials clashed Sunday over Syria and the 2015 nuclear agreement with Tehran. Benjamin Netanyahu spoke at a security conference in Munich.
Israel will continue to prevent Iran from establishing a permanent military presence in Syria. Israel will continue to act to prevent Iran from establishing another terror base from which to threaten Israel.
He said he would not allow Iran to put a noose of terror around Israel's neck and warned against testing its resolve. The prime minister displayed a piece of what he said was an Iranian drone shot down over Israeli airspace early this month and slammed the nuclear deal, likening it to the 1938 Munich agreement with Germany prior to World War II. Later, Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, insisted regional hegemony by any country is impossible.
Some have found their interest best served by creating this impression that there is an interest in showing that there is a disaster happening in the region, that Iran is devouring the entire region, which is not the case.
Zarif appealed for regional dialogue and a regional non-aggression pact and denounced what he called Israel's mass reprisals against its neighbors and daily incursions into Lebanon and Syria. Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa visited the home of the late opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai to pay his condolences to his family and appeal for unity.
Let us all be brothers and sisters and come together and mourn our former prime minister. And with that spirit, let us move forward as a people and united for the development of our country.
Mnangagwa Tsvangirai died of cancer Wednesday at a South Africa hospital. This is VOA.